Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Office of South Korean President Moon Jae-in says he and President Trump have reaffirmed the need to bring North Korea back to the negotiating table by applying maximum sanctions and pressure. Mr. Trump had tweeted earlier in the week that talking is not the answer after Pyongyang's latest missile launch, which Kim Jong-un called a simulation of war meant to demonstrate his military's capability to strike the U.S. territory of Guam. President Trump has repeatedly stated that U.S. options regarding North Korea include military action. Before visiting Texas and Louisiana today, President Trump asked Congress for nearly $8 billion in aid for relief and recovery efforts from Hurricane Harvey, which hit the Gulf Coast a week ago, dumping unprecedented amounts of rain, displacing more than 1 million people, and claiming the lives of at least 39. Mr. Trump and his wife Melania met at the White House with representatives of U.S.-based charities and relief agencies. Mrs. Trump thanked them for their efforts in Texas, which was hard hit by Harvey.
It's great to be here with amazing people, and I want to thank all the volunteers all across the country that came to help to Texas, and fantastic job. And we are going tomorrow to visit them, and I just want to tell them to be strong, and everything will be okay.
Meantime, tens of thousands of residents along the Texas and Louisiana Gulf Coast remain in shelters, not able to return to their homes because of high water or their homes were left uninhabitable. U.S. National Weather Service reports Houston was inundated by 99 centimeters of rain. This is VOA News. Thousands of Rohingya Muslims are pouring into Bangladesh from Myanmar, VOA's Bogallo following the story.
Myanmar's military said Friday that almost 400 people died in recent violence in the western state of Rakhine, triggered by attacks on security forces by insurgents from the Rohingya ethnic minority. Both sides accuse the other of atrocities as tens of thousands of Rohingya flee to Bangladesh. Most of Myanmar's estimated 1 million Rohingya live in northern Rakhine State. They face severe persecution, with the government refusing to recognize them as a legitimate native ethnic minority, leaving them without citizenship and basic rights. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
United Nations says at least 38,000 people have fled from Myanmar into Bangladesh. Most of them Rohingya. Community leaders in Bangladesh have told VOA that some Hindus, also a minority in Myanmar, have crossed the border. Sources in Bangladesh have told VOA's Bangla service that as many as 60,000 have crossed the border in the past 8 days. For the second consecutive month, the number of refugees coming to the United States dropped to its lowest level in more than a decade. This time last year, the U.S. refugee program looked dramatically different than it does now as the country ramped up efforts to resettle displaced Syrians. Two executive orders by President Trump and the ensuing legal challenges have curbed the program's original cap for the fiscal year. Then-President Barack Obama had set the ceiling for 2016-2017 at 110,000. Mr. Trump vowed to reduce that to 50,000, and he largely succeeded. Venezuela's former chief prosecutor, Luisa Ortega, met Mexico's attorney general, handed over documents regarding Venezuela.
They have been very receptive to my presence here in Mexico City. I basically came to this country to meet with the Attorney General of the Republic, to whom I have related some important information related to some investigations that are in Venezuela and that may be of interest to this country.
Ortega fled her homeland after accusing Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro of involvement in corruption. She says she has evidence that Maduro was involved in graft with the construction company Odebrecht. Ortega said she would give details of that corruption and the cases to authorities in the United States, as well as Spain, Mexico, Brazil, and Colombia. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And as always, we're available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.